ladies, I'm so excited to be talking to you this morning or this whatever time of day about the topic of identity. But I also have to say, I am kind of battling a lot of lies that I'm going to mess this up or that I have no business even talking about identity at all. But we can just acknowledge right now that we have an enemy and he is up to no good. And so I'm not going to believe those lies and we're just going to move on. I want to say thank you to the hundreds of you who responded to my identity question on Instagram. I asked in stories for people just to tell me, where do you struggle with your identity? It was so helpful. You guys are vulnerable, you are authentic, and I need you to know that you are not alone in your specific flavor of identity struggle. We all have one. You're not weird, you're not a mess, you are a person living life, and life is intense, and it's complicated. I wanted to just give you a quick rundown of some of the most common things so that you can know that you're not alone. So many of you said that you struggle with your identity as it's tied to your role, as a wife, as a mom, with your job, with you don't have a job. So many of you struggle with your identity regarding, are you good enough? There was a lot of women who said, okay, I know my identity is in Christ, but what in the world does that even mean? Several of you struggle with your identity being tied to things that you accomplish. That's a big one for me. You struggle with your identity regarding, what are you even called to do? And finally, one of the most voiced struggles is, I don't even know what I like or who I am. So the whole idea of identity, you have more question marks than answers. So I share all that just to say, this is kind of a gigantic topic. It's a topic that is broad, it's deep, it's nuanced. Parts of it are confusing and theoretical. Parts are very concrete. So as we jump into the Struggle Well Project topics, we might as well do something completely weird and hard. Like identity. Yay, why did I pick this one to go first? So again, back to the concept of identity in Christ. A lot of you mentioned that, and I could almost see your eyes rolling in agreement and frustration at the abstract concept that you believe, but that you struggle to appropriate into your daily life. Please hear me. This little episode is not going to be a bunch of pithy, abstract mumbo jumbo. Our identity, though, is in Christ, and that is true. But it's not always helpful to hear that and then wonder what to do with the part of you that doesn't fit into that easily. Like, what does that have to do with washing dishes and being stuck in traffic? So while this will not be very abstract, I'm going to make it as practical and concrete as possible. There will definitely be some of the our identity is in Christ talk, because our identity is in Christ. That's truth. But this will be a practical talk. And I also did a little research that I think you will find interesting. So if you're on my Struggle Well Project email list, you already got the printable to fill out. You should have got it on the 1st of November. If not, head to strugglewellproject.com/identity and you will get a couple printables. And if you don't like worksheets, don't print them. I'm not the boss of you. But I really would encourage you to print them out because I tried very hard to make them practical and useful. Also, there's something that happens in our brain when we handwrite things. It sticks in there better. And ultimately, we want change, right? We want growth. We want to move the needle towards struggling well and not just struggling. So pause this and go get those papers printed out if you are into that. Okay, I want you to get that paper that says identity at the top and it looks like an iceberg, like a triangle type of geometric shape. I want you to write out next to identity where it has a colon, I want you to write out this definition from the dictionary. The definition of identity is the fact of being who a person is. The fact of being who a person is. That's the definition of the word identity. So when we say things like we're a mom or we're a wife or we're a nurse or we're a lawyer, a lot of times that doesn't feel like a spiritual enough answer, but it is the actual answer according to the dictionary of our identity. So let's not throw it out because it doesn't make us seem hyper-spiritual, okay? So inside the tip of the iceberg, back on your worksheet, I want you to write down your roles. Trapeze artist, taxidermist, assistant to the regional manager, whatever it is that you find taking up your days when someone says, who are you? What are you? What comes out? I'd like you to write those out in the tip of the iceberg. You're going to have a lot. We all wear a lot of hats. So next to the blanks outside of the tip of the iceberg, there's two blanks next to each other, and I want you to write the words can change. And then next to the percentage, I want you to write 10. So ladies, this is part of our identity. Our roles are part of our identity. Let's not pretend that they are not. However, it's not our whole identity, not by a long shot. And if we hitch our whole concept of our identity to this tip, we freak out when it changes. So let's flip the script and anticipate the change so that we are not alarmed by the changes to the tip of our iceberg, roles of our identity, because they're going to change. I had you put 10% because that's a percentage of an iceberg that's out of the water. Okay, so here is where we're going to take a little rabbit trail into some iceberg research that I did that I know you want to know about. So the tips of the iceberg are exposed to the elements. And because of that, they get weathered and they chip off at times, parts of them chip off. But guess what? It's still an iceberg. Our identities at the tip are going to change in different seasons. That's regular. It can be awkward, it can be painful, and it can be scary. But sister, you are still an iceberg. And interestingly, but also kind of concerningly, we spend the majority of our time and our money and our concern taking care of that top 10%. That's the part people can see. And what people see, we believe, really matters. But you can ask any sailor and they will tell you the hidden part of the iceberg is life or death. That part is really important. You've got to pay attention to the hidden part of the iceberg. And if you think about it, the metaphor extends to us too, spiritually and with our identity. This is life or death, that 90%. So yes, this is where we get to the identity in Christ stuff. In the blanks on the bottom of the iceberg, there's two blanks, and I want you to write cannot change. And next to the percentage, write 90%. And obviously, it can change. It can melt if it gets into warmer waters. Every analogy breaks down eventually. But the idea is that this part is protected from the elements. It's hidden, but it is remarkably important. Arguably, it's way more important than the tip. So I would love it if you would pause this for a moment and write down what you know or what you believe is true about your friend, but it's hard for you to believe it's true about you, about your identity. That is what that whole space underneath the water is for, is you to write about your identity in Christ, what you know to be true from what God's word says about you. So this is a far greater, more impactful part of your identity. I challenge you to keep this iceberg paper out while you read the Bible this month and read it with the goal of finding those identity statements so that you can fill out on the bottom of your iceberg. If you're looking for a place to start, maybe you don't read the Bible, maybe this whole thing sounds overwhelming and weird, I would start with Ephesians. I mean, there's really not a bad place to start. Leviticus might be kind of tricky. But yeah, I mean, so go through Ephesians maybe. So here's a fun fact about icebergs. Researchers have recently discovered that as they move, the part underwater, that 90%, leaks nutrients into the ocean around the iceberg. And as a result, the water surrounding icebergs is completely full and teeming with sea life. So on the iceberg 90%, that part under the water, I want you to draw some like squiggly lines coming off, almost like smell lines or movement lines. That hidden part of our identity is the place from which we can bring the most enduring impact. Our identity, that is where true life is found. That is what we know is true. It's hidden. It's secret. But that 90% is the place from which we can nourish other people. The Bible talks about how we are a fragrance of life. Another interesting fact about icebergs. Once I read about all the life that's surrounding the bottom of an iceberg because of the nutrients that that 90% gives off, I started thinking, oh my goodness, what kind of life is on top of an iceberg? Probably nothing. But that is where the predators live. That is where the things live who just want to eat and prey upon all of the life that's surrounding and feeding off of the 90%. That really reminded me of John 10:10, how it says that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come, Jesus says, to give you life and life abundantly. It's interesting that the part of our identity that we want to focus on and perfect is also the part where the predator is. I thought that was so fascinating. And the predator, by the way, is only there to hunt the life that is happening underneath. It really makes me want to pay a lot more attention to my hidden life in Christ. Because number one, that is where life is found. That's how we can feed others. And we have a predator. So I want you to draw a tiny little bear or something on there to indicate to yourself, like, there is danger up on top of the iceberg that's trying to get at the life that's hidden below. I also want you to draw, if you can, I'm terrible at drawing, but I still did it, like a roller coaster of some sort, some kind of, yeah, as close as you can get to a roller coaster. You don't have to show anybody this paper. I'm not showing anybody mine. It's terrible. But drawing some kind of a roller coaster indicates that if we're living our identity for what is on the tip of the iceberg, it is going to be up and down and up and down. It's going to be nuts. So that is what I have regarding identity. I would love for you to spend this month filling out the bottom of the iceberg, because that is what actually matters about your identity. So at the end of November, on November 29th, at 8 p.m. Central, me and my sister Katie and everybody inside of our Facebook group is going to be gathering to talk over our takeaways from this month. From what did we get from our iceberg paper, the other printable paper? What did we get from all the interviews? So I want you to be in that group if you're not already. You can get into it by going to patreon.com/strugglewellproject. At the very bottom of the iceberg paper, it says resources to help. I would love for you to write down resources that you find helpful regarding identity so you can share those with us on the 29th in our identity recap. Obviously, I'm very partial to the fact that we should get the vast majority of our concept of our identities from what God says in His Word. But I also acknowledge that there are other ways that people, through the creativity God has given them, can express things in ways that speak to us. So I would love for you to kind of jot down what's helped you so you can share it with us. All right, that is all I have for now. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. And my prayer for you is that this month is a really rich time for you to dig into who exactly does God say you are.